with Come As You Are, that's Nirvana. Good morning, I'm Steve Cooper. It's 7:25 here at 101.9 King FM on this Thursday morning. I want to pass on the word about some free food today. Pancakes.
Pass me a pancake, Mandrake. Everybody eats when they come to my house.
You can get some free pancakes and support children in need if you swing on into Perkins on Del Range by Target. They'll be glad to set you up with a stack of free pancakes, all in the hopes that you'll make a donation to help children in need with World Pancake Day.
Everybody eats when they come to my house.
Free pancakes at Perkins today, but we hope you'll feel generous and make a good donation.
Find out more at kingfm.com.
Here's a song that made me want to quit radio and go produce records. Mutt Lange took a good band and made them great when he produced Def Leppard's Hysteria. Here now on 101.9 King FM.
And now, Steve Cooper's Daily Dinosaur.
28 years ago this week, the rock star and his family were just sitting down to breakfast when they smelled smoke. Within minutes, his Encino, California home was in flames. That burned most everything except his wife, 5-year-old daughter, and his basement recording studio. Turned out that an arsonist had covered a wooden stairway with lighter fluid and set the match. He nearly lost everything, but he's still going strong. Tom Petty. Steve Cooper's Daily Dinosaur on 101.9 King FM. Cheyenne Gunslinger's joining us this morning here on King FM. How you doing, guys?
Real well.
Doing very.
So the Gunslingers are going to be taking it to the streets of Cheyenne again this summer, but before that happens, you're going to need some folks, right?
On April 6th, we have an open house at 1 o'clock down at 15th and Pioneer.
Well, we're looking basically for people that are interested in capturing the Old West and who like to ham it up a little bit.
And it's a lot of fun. Go out there and kind of recreate what you would have seen in the Old West. You know, old barroom brawls or bank robberies and such. I mean, it's a lot of fun.
And when you're getting in these pretend fights and like anybody ever connect?
No. And we follow a lot of safety rules. You know, it's blanks, obviously. And we stopped using live ammo because we were losing too many gunslingers.
And it was too expensive.
One of Wyoming's historical figures, Calamity Jane, broke all the rules. Wearing men's trousers, drinking alcohol in public places, smoking cigars, and she chewed tobacco.
And could spit with great talent.
Calamity Jane could shoot the suit out of a playing card at 30 yards. Bake a pie, and then deliver a Broadway-quality song while riding a stagecoach into Deadwood, South Dakota.
When I get home, I'm fixing to stay. So whip, crack away, whip, crack away, whip, crack away.
Calamity Jane, the myth, the reality, the mannish woman of legend. Get to the truth of Calamity Jane with Glenda Bell at the Casper College Western History Center's 31st Annual Western History Celebration. It's free and open to you, John and Mary Q. Public. It's in the Gateway Building on the Casper College campus this afternoon at 3.
Have you ever been out walking at night alone, wishing you could feel safer?
A 60-year-old woman in Padua, Italy, went to a fire station last week because she had lost the key to her chastity belt.
What?
She told the firemen she'd started wearing it because she was scared because of all the reports of sexual violence that she had been seeing on the news. Luckily, they were able to saw off the padlock and get her free.
Freedom!
With Weird Stories from the Web, I'm Steve Cooper on 101.9 King FM.